Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's trade grew more strongly than expected in September, possibly easing fears of a deeper slowdown in the world's number two economy. Exports totaled 1.315 trillion yuan, that's $214 billion, up 15.3% from the same period last month. Well, imports were $183 billion, and they were up 6.9%. China's exports have been rising since April as the U.S. economy started to pick up, along with demand from parts of Asia and Europe. China's trade surplus was $30.9 billion in September, down from a historical high of $49.8 billion in August. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,510. It's up 74 points. The NASDAQ 3871, up 18.5. The S&P 500 trading 1905, up 11 points. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's another one of those days where we're going to have to brace ourselves for some more rain. A lot of dense fog across northern Illinois and eastern parts of Iowa, back up across Wisconsin and Michigan. And just to the south of that fog is a lot of rain that's already beginning to evolve. Radar lit up pretty good this morning with areas from Kansas and southeastern sections of Nebraska across Missouri into southern Illinois picking up on rain. Most of it's been light so far, but there's been some moderate to locally heavy rains in portions of Missouri. A few strong thunderstorms occurring there as well. This is the beginning of a two-day episode of significant rainfall for the Midwest. More bad news for Missouri and portions of Illinois and Indiana, where it has been wettest in the last few weeks. This is the last in the series of storms. That is the best news that I can hand down today. Unfortunately, we will have to deal with some significant runoff and some flooding associated with the storm system. But once it's over, we will see much improved weather across the region, with only one small weather disturbance expected across the Midwest. And this one will probably be early next week, and it will impact mostly the southeast part of the region. The weather today, though, today and tomorrow, will be wet. We'll look for rain totals across the region to run widely, mostly from 3/4 of an inch to 2.5 inches. And that's going to be more than enough to cause that flooding that I was talking about, at least in some of the wettest areas. It looks like the rains will be focused on two areas, at least the heavier rains. One will be from eastern Kansas up to Wisconsin. The other may be from southern Illinois into parts of eastern Michigan. I'm sure this will be adjusted somewhat during the course of the next 24 hours. But there may be a little pocket in east, central, and northeastern parts of Illinois and western Michigan that may not see nearly as much rain as the rest of the region. That'll be certainly welcome for them. But many other areas will be pretty darn wet. The northwestern part of the Corn Belt, though, will stay dry over these next 2 days, at least mostly dry. This will include the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, northwestern Iowa, and a big part of Nebraska outside of the southeast corner. So those areas will continue to see favorable conditions for harvesting and any winter wheat planting that's going on in the Central Plains. And speaking of that, there was some significant rains that fell over the weekend in parts of southern Kansas and Oklahoma that helped to bolster topsoil moisture for better wheat emergence and establishment and perhaps even some additional planting. It's still rather dry in the Texas panhandle, though. Well, meanwhile, back here in the Midwest, our temperatures this afternoon will be somewhat mixed. We'll see a big warm-up take place in the eastern Midwest in response to this new storm system moving into the region. Temperatures will get into the 70s up through most of Indiana and Ohio and probably the southeastern two-thirds of Illinois, with some temperatures above 80 in Kentucky. In contrast to that, we'll be looking at some upper 50 and 60-degree temperatures in the western Corn Belt. And as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll probably see some cooling taking place in the heart of the Midwest from Missouri to Wisconsin, where some 50s will occur, but it'll still be over 70 degrees in the easternmost parts of the Midwest. But that'll be the last day for that for a while. We'll look for highs throughout the Midwest in the 60s as we get into Wednesday, and then probably staying mostly in the 60s on Thursday this week. I don't see any significant freezing temperatures coming up right away, but we will be seeing some temperatures in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt getting down into the 30s and 40s periodically over these next couple of nights, but the eastern Midwest will be far cry from that with 40s and 50s expected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Well, let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 579 up 1 1/4. Soft December, 499 up 1/2. December corn, 337 up 3. July, 366 and a quarter up 2 1/2. November soybeans are trading 925 3/4 up 3 1/4. July is 957 1/2 up 3 3/4. October soybean meal 338.90 down 40 cents. October soybean oil 32.36 up 8. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, does the little rally we're seeing today reflect primarily harvest delay?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think there's some definitely some concerns about delays here with this rains that are coming in early this week. Although the forecast looks like it should get better, you know, as we move down the road 7-8 days. But, you know, you never know till you get there. The other thing I think is kind of going on is we've had, you know, dollar weaker here, and I think there's some evidence that you're seeing some of the funds move some stuff from equities to commodities when the dollar's weaker here like this, and we're kind of had a kind of a real volatile overnight there on some of the equity markets and stuff overnight too on the S&P and the NASDAQ and that. So I think that's got a little bit to do with it too, as far as, you know, volume coming into the commodities, maybe.
Is corn and or soybeans still vulnerable to another leg down, or has one or the other post-report, in your thinking, begun a sideways motion?
Well, I think that the charts tell me on Friday, looking at them, that we still have open on the beans to go down and to be able to test that 904 low that we had. That's the key on beans. If we can hold that, I think we're okay. If we go through it, I think we probably have some more downside. On the corn, I guess I kind of feel the same way. That previous low, I think we can test. I think that's going to depend a lot on, you know, how this harvest gets along here. But technically, I think it's still open to the downside on both of them.
By how the harvest goes, you mean if harvest picks up in a big way and we have a big rush of corn and or beans to the marketplace within the period of a week, say?
Yeah, I think, yeah, if we get a big push on harvest, I think that still leaves open some, from a fundamental side, some chances for the lows to be lower than what we've had.
So that means I think that the harvest numbers will become more and more important as October wraps up. And what are your expectations from USDA this afternoon?
Well, actually, they won't come out until tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, tomorrow,
because
right.
of the holiday. Oh, the holiday. But 25%, I think the trade's pretty much expecting 25 or so on corn and maybe 30 on beans. That's kind of what I see in here.
And the other question, I suppose, is will yields continue to be as stout as they are the further west and the further north we go?
I think that's a good question. I think it's assumed. I think the trade assumes that, you know, they will continue to be, and that we'll continue to see the USDA increase their numbers every month. I'm not so sure that I buy into that, but I think that's the perception, at least now, in the marketplace from the, you know, from the general trade.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick. December corn, 338 up 4. March, 350 and 3 quarters up 4. May, 359 and a half up 3 and 3 quarters. July, 367 and a half up 3 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, 926 and 3 quarters up 4 and a quarter. January, 935 up 4 and a half. March, 943 and a half up 4 and 3 quarters. May, 951 and 3 quarters up 4 and 3 quarters. July, 959 up 5 and 1 quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.